T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. He works for Sports Info Solutions. Mark Simon joins us Wednesday at 3:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mark, appreciate the time as always, brother.
Yeah, good to talk to you. This is a little bit of a more positive conversation, I imagine, than it would have been a couple of hours ago.
Well, actually, Mark, it hasn't been a very pleasant conversation because we're talking about the Bucks losing back-to-back games up in Toronto. So give us some good news. This Brewers team has definitely turned a corner.
Yeah, and look who had the big hit today. My favorite catcher.
Grandal.
Mr. Grandal. As the go-ahead home run, his numbers have been pretty good the last 2 weeks. They get back to winning if they can get the last 3 outs here. I don't think anything has changed much from the last time that we talked, even though they had a tough loss or two to the Braves. Those are good teams. Sometimes you're going to lose to good teams, and I think things are going along well. The Geo signing looks good, and just keep it going.
Defensively, how good is this Brewers team right now?
Not as good as last year's team. It's actually funny. I anticipated that you were going to ask that. I guess that Kane's been as good as he's been in previous years. The arm, though, hasn't had the same impact that it's had in the past. It's mostly been great plays. They are, they are 5th in the National League in our defensive stat, the run save thing that we've talked about a bunch of times this year. They are a little light in right field. They're a little light at second base, which I guess was to be expected. Yep. With Moustakas trying out the position and the new guy coming in. And they're, you're going to laugh, they're a little light at catcher, but he's made up for it on the offensive end. It's going to get better, by the way, defensively at catcher.
It's going to get better. Everything's going to be better with this team, Steve. I've been telling you that everything is going to be better with this team. Mark, I've been taking the reins as the positive guy on the Brewers. You can follow our guy, Mark Simon, on Twitter, at Mark A. Simon.
Wait, 1 second. I have a rule going forward, Mark, because I saw you were on in San Francisco the other day. I think that we have to make it a running joke that every interview you do in an MLB city, you have to figure out a way to work in Yasmani Grandal into the interview. I think that would be fun. No matter where you are, if you're in St. Louis, San Francisco, you got to drop in that Grandal drop every time.
He's a good two-way player. You should want to talk about him. He's not necessarily an MVP kind of player, but he's a very good two-way player, and he's a bargain on a one-year deal.
Mark, as you look at the Brewers and the NL Central as a whole, and the major leagues as a whole, home runs are up across the board, and it appears now that there is reasons why. Just how much do you guys at Sports Info Solutions be able to quantify just what the home runs have done and kind of maybe changed how the game has been played all year long so far here in 2019 with the emergence of how many have been hit?
Yeah, there have been a lot. It has changed the game a lot. There were good studies done on that. Actually, I'll plug some stuff not done by us, but there have been articles about the winding of the ball and the tightness of the ball and things of that sort that you can find online. But yeah, it's been very highly impactful, and I think the Brewers have taken advantage of it to a decent extent. 78 home runs in 50 games is a pace for what, like 230. That's how you win these days. And, that's for teams that weren't equipped for this, it's a tough way to play. But if you can hit them and avoid giving them up, you're in pretty good shape.
The Chicago Cubs are out in front of this division right now. Do you think, based on the numbers that you've seen so far and how they've played, that they have the capability of running away in this division at some point?
You know, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was the guy in here that was saying that the Cardinals were going to win 95. So I don't know that I'm the right person to ask for proclamations at the top of the division. They do look very good. Hendricks has been pretty good. Cole Hamels has been pretty good. They have a much better rotation than you guys. And Darvish has come back. He's been a little up and down. Lester's been pretty good. So they can start a good pitcher 4 out of 5 days. If they, this is a good thing, like a combination to what you were just saying. If you can avoid allowing home runs, Cubs pitchers can, and you can hit lots of home runs, Cubs hitters have 20 more than they've allowed, you're going to be in pretty good shape for the year. I would feel like, I still feel the Cardinals are going to bounce back, and it'll be a three-team race, and that the Brewers are just behind the other two. I feel like they're right there. There's nothing that says that you couldn't catch them.
Yeah, and that was kind of leading to my next question, is the pitching staff for the Milwaukee Brewers, what do you have them ranked as far as the teams in their division?
I have the closer ranked first. Yes.
And we're seeing him right now, and he looks outstanding, that's for sure. Two outs here in the ninth inning.
Can he pitch six innings at a time?
No.
Well, Zach Davies was bound to have days like this. Mm-hmm. What happened to him today. This is kind of inevitable. When you strike out six a game, you're not going to necessarily be able to survive that for a whole year. So I think there are a few more of those days coming. Brandon Woodruff, though, has stepped up. And he's looked like a real pitcher, and he's someone who might be a little better even than he's said this before. Mm-hmm. Whoever, at some point, maybe it'll be the end of June, early July, get someone. You definitely need another arm because their pitching staff is definitely, I don't know if it's necessarily back mm-hmm. end National League, but it's not. It's definitely not near the top.
Well, and they do lock up the win, Mark. We appreciate the time. 11-9, the Brewers win. We'll talk to you next week, Wednesday.
You got it.
That's Mark Simon joining us of Sports Info Solutions at Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.